And, you know, this is our first one, so I'm probably going to do some editing here in a little bit.
Sounds good.
But tell me who you are and tell me a little bit about this poster that we're looking at here.
Sure. Thanks, Kevin. So my name is Gerardo. I'm originally from Colombia, but I'm living in Missouri.
Put the microphone a little closer.
Yeah, sorry. So I'm a PhD student at the University of Missouri. I'm happy to be here in NYU, happy to be here in New York City. So I came here for the UN Water Conference and New York Water Week. So my poster is on flood resilience and stakeholder engagement within the Missouri River. So my project, it's looking for perspectives and thoughts that are coming directly from the people that are affected by the floods. Mm-hmm. So we're taking the case of Jefferson City, which is the capital city of the state of Missouri. But if we go further, apart from Jefferson City, this is just happening all over the place. The Missouri River is just so big, so huge, but also flooding, it's happening everywhere. So there's a lot of things from the engineering side, from the technical side, aspects of water, but what we're looking at is what actually people have to say about this. So
what do people have to say about it?
So there's a lot of things. You know, the curious thing about social sciences is that there's not just one answer. There's a lot of opinions going on out there. So we are conducting semi-structured interviews. So we go to the people's natural environment. So we go to their farms, to their households, to their pickup trucks. We ask questions. We speak directly with them. We listen what they have to say. So we are actually asking how people are reacting to floods in Jefferson City and Sarah, Missouri, and all
over. And are you looking at in terms of how are they recovering from the economic shock? What is their day-to-day life like kind of before that they could maybe do to change? What are these things? What are the findings that you're getting?
Yes. So we're finding different things. So we have so far interviews 15 government officials, 9 business workers or owners, and 5 agricultural industry workers or farmers. So what we have found is that private levees are a very constant strategy to face flooding in Jefferson City. When it comes to the farmers, for example, they want to reinforce their levees. They want to make their levees better to protect them from the water coming into their farms. A lot of people have expressed flood fatigue. They're tired of this. I mean, it's just happening all the time.
Yeah.
And they have to rebuild to pump water out. And just anything's happening. That's what we're asking.
And I see this quote right here. It talks about we have to realize that to prevent it, it is impossible. We're not going to prevent the flood. Maybe we can to some extent, but it's a level of adaption. So what was are you hearing and seeing this sort of, hey, how do we better live with floods?
That's right, yeah. So as one of our participants said, I mean, this is going to happen, right? There's no way to prevent a flooding from happening, either if it's a flash flooding event or a river flooding event.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. So the real question about this is how do we as communities come together to face flooding? What are the best strategies? So here are some of the things we have found. And also, one interesting finding is that people feel more comfortable speaking with us as researchers, members of academia, rather than talking to a government official, right? They're just tired of listening to government officials making promises. And
I mean, I'm enjoying talking to Gerardo, so I'm sure they enjoyed talking to you. And so
yeah.
I see the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Kansas City District is up there. What's their involvement? What are they doing with this?
So basically, if we talk about the legal framework, so we have PL 8499. So PL 8499 is the piece of legislation that allows the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to go into the levees and rebuild after a flood happens. So the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is in charge of this, of the engineering side of rebuilding the levees, making the whole infrastructure for the things to work better. So many of the things are, how do we have the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers making things better? And that's one of the biggest questions in here. And also, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, that it's funding this research project, they have a lot of things to say in that as well, as they're involved in managing a lot of the things in terms of water resources and natural resources in general in the state of Missouri. So, as I said, there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, and a lot of stakeholders involved.
And that's one of the key elements of my project. It's involving different voices. different community voices. So we're interviewing from government officials, farmers, business owners, households. So we're just not sticking with one side of the story, right?
That's the nature of social studies, that there's there's many answers.
Yes.
And I like the end here, it says, so what? And I think that's a big thing to look at here with research is, what's next? How do we actually implement this to extract some value in the next step? So my question to you, Giardo, is so what? So what?
That's an excellent question. You know, a significant part of it is actually understanding and acknowledging that what has happened throughout the years is going to impact what is going to happen next. So how people are reacting right now, it's going to impact how people is going to be reacting tomorrow to different flood events that are going to happen. Because as I said, this is something that it's going to happen. The question here is how to manage water resources better and how do we as community members come together to manage floodings and to recover from floods better. So understanding how communities respond to the floods is an important piece to identify potential mitigation measures. Public input is also a very critical part of the success of any measure. So we were talking about in some of the roundtables of the engineering side of things, right? There's a lot of ideas going on. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is doing their job. Mm-hmm. But what is going to happen if we don't talk directly to the people that's impacted by this? It's probably not going to be successful.
No, so well said. I mean, if you're just sitting in front of a whiteboard and reading research and not actually talking to people, whatever you're trying to make is not going to work. And this is really important to showcase all the different stakeholders that exist and really understanding this is not something that necessarily we can avoid 100%.
Yep.
And we need to work as different stakeholders together to
figure out
the best prevention and figure out the best response and recovery tactics, because it definitely takes more than one stakeholder here.
Yep.
So if people wanted to learn more about Giardo or the research, and I mean, I'll read it right now. Challenges for Flood Resilience and Stakeholder Engagement in the Missouri River. Is this research that is published, or how could people get a hold or in touch with you?
Yeah, so as I said, one of the successes of this study, or one of the key elements for this study to be successful, is actually involving different points of view, different people that comes from very different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to stakeholder engagement, it comes to the people, to having the people engaged in the decision-making processes. And don't get me wrong, what we're doing is just asking people about the things they're thinking. We're not actually implementing the policies, right?
Yeah.
That's up to the government. But what we're expecting to do is actually having an impact, building up a report on what people's thinking to deliver that to the Missouri Department of Natural Resources so they do things better in the future. And that's the main goal of this, actually making people engage in this and having the government do
better.
So
if you're listening, you should reach out to Giardo, because that's his goal right now. And I'm seeing you want to read your email here in the way if people want to get in touch with you?
So it's gmgbd8@missouri.edu.
Right,
that's my email. And as you ask another question, which is, what do people want to know about me? Why am I involved in this project? So I'm from Colombia, so some of my experiences and my inspirations to work on this project comes from my home country, mm-hmm. and where we have a lot of flooding. So there's a lot of things going on. I actually come from a law background. I'm a lawyer. So I'm able to combine all of these expertises to come to a solution, and that's my main goal here.
Well said. Well, this is our first podcast, and I think the format of really asking, why are you in this, is really significant, because we all have our story about why we're in this position right now, and it's an important background in terms of where you come from, and looking at this research you're doing is so important. So I hope that you're listening, is you take this advantage to reach out to Giardo. Have I been saying your name incorrectly this whole time?
That's okay.
How do you say your name correctly for everyone listening?
So in Spanish, it's going to be Gerardo.
Gerardo. Far off. So I apologize
okay.
for me butchering your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to say your full name one last time.
So it's my full name. It's Gerardo Gentil Orozco.
I just want to hear that on repeat. It's beautiful. Gerardo, thank you so much for your time today. I'm excited to learn more and stay in touch. And until next time.
Thanks, Kevin. And I'm happy to have conversations about this.
Thanks so much.